Monsoon, written by Di Morrissey and read by Kate Hood. Anne awoke, wondering what time it was, aware of the gentle swing of the old wooden junk on its anchor chain. She lay there for a short time, but felt wide awake. She listened to the unfamiliar noises, a slow symphony of creaks and slapping water. It was as if the old junk was wheezing in its slumber. A metal clink, a soft thud, and was that a footfall? Hung in the galley making tea? Anna waited a few more minutes, but knowing she wasn't going to get to sleep, decided to go up on deck. She went through the main saloon with its dining table and built-in long seats that doubled as storage. A small wall lamp glowed. She quietly climbed up the wide ladder, but before stepping out onto the deck, she glanced around. There was a soft breeze. The moon was high, but filtered through the light mist that drifted low above the surface of the water. She glanced to where the green light hung on the starboard crossarm and suddenly imagined that the nearby craggy peak spearing out of the sea was wavering. At first glance, it seemed that the monolith might crumble and fall, but it looked more like it was swaying, an illusion caused by the sea mist. It was eerie, and she was about to turn and go below when she heard the soft murmur of voices. Was Captain Chin taking over his shift from Hung? Dawn seemed a long way off. Anna poked her head above the raised cockpit, looking through the rigging, and saw the slim outline of Hung, but the other shape was not Captain Chin or the Australian man, Tom. Snatches of conversation came on the wind, but she didn't understand what they were saying and wished Sandy were there to translate. There was something about their body language, the lowered, urgent tone of voice, that seemed conspiratorial. Had this other man been on board since they left Ha Long? Softly, Anna moved down the port side of the boat towards the stern, leaving the men amidships. It was then that she noticed a wet rope fastened to the railing and saw a wooden boat tied to the side. A large cane basket secured with rope was in the bow of the small boat, and she wondered if it contained supplies to be hauled aboard the junk. But why so late at night?